Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Angela Loeb. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Be Radiant Radio. Maybe you have a dream that keeps nagging you at the back of your mind and you brush it away. It keeps tugging at you, but you keep pushing it down again and again. What are you afraid of? That's what I want to talk about today. If you've listened to the program before, you'll know that I love to be inspired, and I want to make sure others feel inspired too. It drives me in my work and everything I do, everything I write, and these podcasts that I do. So, you know, there's so much negativity. There's so much negative stuff that we're dealing with every day, so many things to worry about, so many fears. And in my work supporting people in career transition, looking for jobs, changing their careers, thinking about going into business, what they're trying to do with their career, and especially if they're considering going after a dream, I see it, I hear it all the time. I constantly hear things like, I'm afraid that I'm too old, that I'm too young, that I have to go back to school to do this, that I have to start over, that I won't make enough money, that my family won't support me, that my parents won't approve. It goes on and on. I'm telling you, these are just a few of the fears I hear about all the time. So today, I want to just take a few minutes and have some positive thinking. Let's bring some balance to this negative thinking that we're dealing with. That's what I want to do today. I want to infuse some inspiring positive thoughts into your day. And that's a good segue to what I want to talk about first. Did you know that there's a ratio between the amount of positive and negative emotions that will determine whether you're languishing or flourishing? According to research led by Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, she is a professor and psychologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She says that it's called the positivity ratio. Apparently, the tipping point for flourishing starts at 3-1, which means that you have to experience or more heartfelt positive emotions for every one heart-wrenching negative emotion that you have. Dr. Fredrickson said that 2-1 is a typical daily ratio that most of us experience, and those with depression and other emotional disorders, they fall somewhere into the 1-1 or even lower ratios. She points out that the ideal ratio is not 3-0 because there has to be a balance. So it's not about getting rid of all of the negative, fearful thoughts. That's not even realistic, actually. But it's about balancing. It's about tipping that ratio. Because after all, you will have negative, fearful thoughts. It's normal. In fact, they even have a name for it. It's called the fear response. I know you've heard of this because it's been around a long time. Here's some quick trivia. The fear response was first formally proposed by Walter Bradford Cannon, who worked at Harvard Medical School between 1900 and 1942. He was a professor there and then later became the chairman of the Department of Physiology, back when they had something called the Department of Physiology. Anyway, in 1914, he published a paper in the Journal of Physiology about the effects of strong emotions such as fear and pain on the body, specifically the adrenal medulla. In this paper, Cannon gave us this insight about animal and human behavior that we now call the fight or flight response or the fear response. And he cited previous scientific observations that had been made by others, along with his own observations. He concluded, quote, thus, the emotion of fear is associated with the instinct for flight and the emotion of anger or rage with the instinct for fighting or attack, close quote. Now, since then, experts have recognized that adaptive behaviors in high stress or emergency situations include freezing, too. So we tend to react in fear in one of three ways, fight, flight, or freeze. Or we might react with a combination of those things. Also, according to the experts, there are three main emotional fears that all humans have in common. So you can't help yourself. You'll have these fears if you're a human being, okay? See if any of these ring true for you right now. Like maybe you're experiencing these things right now. It happens like daily for us. So number one, fear of being rejected or being unloved. Number 2, fear of being misunderstood. 3, fear of betrayal, disrespect, injustice. These should be familiar to you, okay? So if you're human, you have a human body, you live a life, you're going to have these fears. All right, now, let's talk about what you can do to tip the ratio and deal with that fear, whatever it is. Here's a simple exercise to help you. It'll help you sort it out. See what's really bothering you so you can overcome fear and the real fear, and then you can use it constructively. I personally use this exercise way more frequently than I'd like to admit, by the way. They say that the first step in overcoming anything is to acknowledge the problem. So what you do is grab a piece of paper and write down your fear at the top of the page. And it's important to write this down. Getting it out of your head where it's a big old fear monster and putting it on a piece of paper, it takes away its significance and its power over you. So try it. It really works. Okay, so once you've written down your fear, underneath that, write this question. What's the worst thing that can happen if I acted on my dream? What's the worst thing that can happen if I acted on my dream? Then you write down, after that, you write down each answer that comes to mind, because you might have more than one fear. You might have more than one thing that you're dealing with, or more than one thing that you would think is the worst thing that can happen. Do it for each fear that comes up in your mind. By corralling these thoughts that you're having in this way, putting them down on the paper, and you're consciously releasing the fears that aren't legitimate. And I really want you to write down the things that you look at and go, that's really absurd. That's kind of silly that I think that way. It doesn't matter. I want you to write it down too. It's important because, frankly, most of the fears that you have and the worst that can happen aren't really real. You've heard that clever version of what fear, F-E-A-R, means if you think of it as an acronym, right? You take each letter and it stands for something. False evidence appearing real. I really like that. It's a truism, huh? Well, it reminds me also of a wise saying by Mark Twain. He once said, I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened. Now, isn't that one true? All right, so back to the worst that can happen exercise. Think about it. Once you start eliminating what fears are not legit, and then you see what's left over, your true, credible concern, you can make a plan to move forward. You can make a plan so that obviously the worst won't happen. And in doing that, you're being constructive. You're coming up with a plan. And hey, that's being positive. And that, my friend, will help improve your positivity ratio. All right. That's it. That's what I want to share with you today. That brings us to the end of today's program. But before I go, let me point out that if you're curious about working with me one-on-one, you want to find out more about my programs, articles, books, that sort of thing, you can go to my About page, and you can see all of my social media there as well, links to my social media. Just use AngelaLoeb.com to find me. That's AngelaLoeb.com to find me. And thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, I want you to keep on shining like you're meant to.